For the first time, the impeachment inquiry entered the public arena, with the hearing on Capitol Hill broadcast live. House Intelligence Committee Chair Democrat Adam Schiff said it was a critical moment in the history of the United States.
Our answer to these questions will affect not only the future of this presidency, but the future of the presidency itself, and what kind of conduct or misconduct the American people may come to expect from their commander-in-chief.
For the past 7 weeks, officials have testified behind closed doors. Now they're returning to do it all again, but this time with the American public watching. Democrats hope this will help sway opinion, proving their claim that when President Trump asked Ukraine's president for a favor, he was using his office for political and personal gain. He wanted Ukraine to investigate his political rival Joe Biden, at a time when the US was withholding $400 million in aid to the country, something acting ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor testified about.
Withholding security assistance in exchange for help with a domestic political campaign in the United States would be crazy.
Taylor said Trump cared more about Biden than he did the welfare of Ukraine. The second official to testify, top State Department man on Ukraine, George Kent, detailed how Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, created a highly irregular diplomatic back channel to push for a Biden investigation.
In mid-August, it became clear to me that Giuliani's efforts to gin up politically motivated investigations were now infecting U.S. engagement with Ukraine.
The top Republican at the hearing, Devin Nunes, led the charge to defend the president.
Anyone familiar with the Democrats' scorched earth war against President Trump would not be surprised to see all the typical signs that this is a carefully orchestrated media smear campaign.
President Trump, though, didn't tune in.
I did not watch it. I'm too busy to watch it. It's a witch hunt. It's a hoax. I'm too busy to watch it.
But he did find time to tweet about it, posting or retweeting at least 29 times before the hearings ended. On Friday, the ousted former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, gives her public testimony. I'm Nick Harper in New York.